Of the week. I'm really enthusiastic about the response that we got to this new part of the show. A lot of great questions. It's hard to pick one from all the good ones, but I'm going to go with this one about classified information. I don't have a name, so I can't attribute it to any one of our listeners, but the unnamed listener writes in, is the US government's oversight of classified documents as sloppy as it appears? I.e., how is it that Trump was able to leave the White House with anything that did not belong to him? Does the government not maintain an inventory of all classified documents and who has them? The empty folders that were found, how could the government not know what was in them? As you can tell, I'm more than a little pissed at the apparent complete lack of control over material that could be dangerous in the wrong hands. All right, so that covers the gamut of concern about classified information. So I'm going to try to touch upon a few things about classified, and hopefully, I don't know if I can resolve your concern, but maybe put it in a context that makes it a little more understandable. So, as I'm sure most listeners understand, when it comes to classification, there's only three levels of classification in the government. They are confidential, secret, and top secret. And to get a clearance, you have to have a background check. That's how you, once you pass the background check, you get a clearance at one of those three levels. But to access top secret or any of those classified materials, you have to also have a need to know. Then, even though there are only three levels of classification, there are additional limitations on who can see what. And the next big limit is what we call sensitive compartmentalized information, or SCI information. You've heard that the Mar-a-Lago documents, some of them were stamped SCI. So SCI is a designation given to some top secret information, and it basically says that if something is SCI, it must be maintained in a SCIF, or a sensitive compartmentalized information facility. So when I was working in counterterrorism in the FBI, my office was a SCIF, so we could have TS SCI material wherever we were working, but it had to stay there, couldn't leave the vault, as they call it, unless you had authorization to transport it essentially to another SCIF. And then beyond SCI information, there's something called code word protected information. So, easiest way to understand this is the most sensitive programs that the federal government, the intelligence community is involved in, are protected by code words. So, any kind of writings or talking about that stuff is covered by a protective code word. And you have to be on a very small list of people that has access to what they call the cabinet that contains that code word material. Of all these different types of material, the only one that's actually serialized and tracked is code word protected information. That stuff, when it comes to your office, it's usually in the hands of one of your agency's security officers. They make you sign for it before they let you look at it. You can look at it, and you typically have to give it right back, even if you're working in a SCIF. That stuff gets taken and stored by security officers in a special place. And there's a list of all the people who are exposed to that particular code word information at any time. None of the rest of that stuff beneath code word is actually serialized and tracked. Now, I know that seems crazy and irresponsible, but essentially, there are extensive rules at each level of classification about how you're allowed to transport and store and work with that information. People receive training on it every year. You have to renew your training if you're in the intelligence community and you have access to this sort of sensitive stuff. And the government relies on the responsibility and the dedication of its employees who have been granted this special access to treat the information correctly. So I'll give you one story that maybe put some of our current conversations about this in context. I had the weird kind of experience of being exposed to this information at many different levels in the FBI, starting as a just mid-level manager in counterterrorism. I was literally buried in TS SCI information. I worked in a SCIF. Every day I'd get dozens of TS SCI documents delivered to me several times a day. I have to read it all. I could carry it out of my office and go show it to someone else. It was typically printed out in a hard copy. I could discuss it with other people because they all had the same clearance and need to know that I had. But at the end of the day, all that stuff stayed in the SCIF. It never left there. Fast forward all the way up to being a principal of an agency. So serving as deputy director and then for a while as acting director, I saw it from a very different perspective. When you are at that level, you basically have a need to be able to access classified and TS, SCI, this, all this stuff all the time, 24 hours a day. When you're at work, when you're at home, when you travel across the country, even when you travel overseas. And the way that's done is specialized security people on your staff, it is their sole responsibility to take that stuff, transport it, carry it, store it, protect it, and give it to you when you need it. So while I was buried with it as a mid-level manager at work, as a principal, it's literally following you around everywhere you go. When the director travels overseas, they actually set up a portable skiff in the hotel suite where the director stays. And special security folks are responsible for taking care of all that stuff. So it is not hard for me to understand how a person like a vice president of the United States, who certainly has a need to have access to that sort of material all of the time, and staffers are constantly carrying it around and giving it to him to get him ready for the next briefing or phone call with a world leader or something like that. It's following him where he goes, to hotels, to his residence, to his office, that sort of thing. And it's also not hard to see how occasionally in this flow of hundreds, certainly thousands of pages of documents, that every once in a while, one of them gets put in the wrong folder that doesn't have the right markings on it and can be left behind or misplaced or left in the residence or something like that. There were notorious situations when I was in the FBI of agency folks who were, oh, I don't mean the CIA, I mean government agency writ large, I won't identify which one, who were overseas and who left materials like this in hotel rooms, right? In places where we are, interacting with hostile foreign governments. So it does happen. There is a ton of this information, and the need to be able to work with it is intense and it never ends. Now, that being said, people need to be responsible and follow the rules and their training about how to work.